is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. Just over 2 weeks until Election Day, the battleground states are getting a lot of attention. Donald Trump in North Carolina.
Hello to Greenville right now, Greenville.
Correspondent Nicole Skanga on Kamala Harris's busy schedule.
Vice President Kamala Harris is kicking off a three-state tour of the Midwest's Blue Wall with a Pennsylvania town hall hosted by former Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney.
Every one of us in this election has a duty and an obligation to do what we know is right for the country, and that's to support Vice President Harris.
President Biden is waiting for a Pentagon investigation to determine how classified information about Israel's plans for Iran were leaked to the public. The National Security Council's John Kirby.
That is not supposed to happen, and it's unacceptable when it does. So he's deeply concerned about that, and you can rest assured that he will be actively monitoring the progress of the investigative effort to figure out how this happened.
Israel said today it hit a Hezbollah bunker in Lebanon that contained millions of dollars in cash and gold. It also says it killed the head of Hezbollah's money transfers unit. The U.S. is stepping up its efforts to calm the region with two diplomats holding talks. Amos Hochstein in Lebanon and Secretary of State Blinken on his way to Israel. CBS's Remy Innocencio.
We've been here before and many times in the past year. This is Hochstein's sixth or seventh time to Lebanon since October 7th. It's Blinken's 11th to this region, and a ceasefire we know is still so very elusive.
A Texas man whose execution was halted because of a last-ditch subpoena won't be testifying after all before state lawmakers. Chris Fox has an update on the Robert Roberson case.
Over the weekend, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton saying in the interest of public safety, they would make Roberson available over Zoom, a point that committee chair State Rep Joe Moody rejected, saying Roberson's autism being the issue.
Video conference is poorly suited for Robert specifically to provide his testimony and would only further the harm he's already suffered.
A bipartisan majority of the Texas House believe Roberson was convicted of killing his two-year-old daughter based on now debunked junk science.
His conviction was linked to a diagnosis of shaken baby syndrome. A new rule from the White House would make contraception free for those with private health insurance. Spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre.
This new action under our administration would help ensure that millions of women with private health insurance can access the contraception they need, including over-the-counter contraception at no cost.
The rule would also require insurance companies to pay for over-the-counter methods like condoms. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Racine's Reef Point Marina is set for a revitalization. Final approval has been given for a plan that includes installing new, wider floating docks. Demo work will start next month. Milwaukee Bucks head coach Doc Rivers thinks we'll see a large turnout among a certain population.
Black men will get out to vote in this election, and I do think they'll vote for Harris.
Rivers, talking on WISN 12's Up Front program, says he's received death threats following his endorsement of Kamala Harris. Racine's Red Apple School may soon have a new name. At a meeting tonight, there's discussion of renaming the school in honor of hometown hero Laurel Clark. The late astronaut and Navy captain graduated from Horlick in 1979. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz will make a campaign stop in Racine tomorrow night. It coincides with the start of early in-person absentee voting. The event is scheduled for around 7. The specific location has not yet been announced. Vice President Kamala Harris is holding an event tonight in Brookfield. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers beat the Texans. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers with a dramatic last-minute drive on offense and a winning field goal from their new kicker, Brandon McManus, to win 24-22 over the Houston Texans. Packers quarterback Jordan Love.
Gives the team confidence. Just knowing that we got to get that ball to about that 30-yard line and that he's going to be able to make that kick is huge, and I think he came up big for us tonight.
Texans quarterback C.J. Stroud finished the day 10-for-21 with no touchdowns, a quarterback rating of just 58.8.
You know, a lot of things didn't go right offensively. defensively. We just really didn't get in the rhythm early. Thought we ran the ball really well, but just weren't clicking in a passing game.
College football, Wisconsin with a 23-3 win at Northwestern over the weekend. Badgers running back Tawie Walker unable to score despite rushing for 126 yards.
They held him out of the end zone, and we pride ourselves on giving him opportunities and get him in the end zone. But I still thought that the body blows that he provided, the body blows that offensive line provided, are what really happens in that second half.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Another sunny and summery day today with high temperatures flirting with 80 degrees. The good news, we have calmer winds out of the southwest. But a few clouds build in tonight and lows fall to near 50. Tomorrow, it'll be partly sunny and cooler. Highs near 70 with the chances of rain rolling in by night. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 80 degrees at our studios.
News, timeless hits from John, Paul, George, and Ringo on WRJN. I saw her standing there, and we want to say happy 83rd birthday to Steve Cropper, the American guitarist who performed not only with John Lennon, but also Dolly Parton, Paul Simon, Art Garfunkel, Rod Stewart, Otis Redding, perhaps most famously with Booker T and the MGs. How about the Blues Brothers? Steve Cropper's played with them all. Happy 83rd to him today.
There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds.
are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street singing songs and a carrying signs, mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Paranoia strikes deep into your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop.
From Radio Park to the Heritage Museum, local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
I keep on dancing for Johnny Water, turn the jerk right now. Shake it, shake it, baby. Come on and show me how you work. Now you're in motion. Johnny Water, do the locomotion, yeah.
Shot him if he knew what he'd done.
money down.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Hello, Stuart J. Waddles.
Hey, Kurt, how you doing, bud?
Doing well. Stuart keeps us up to date with local news throughout the day here on WRJN. And boy, it's busy around here today.
Yeah, business is picking up.
This is crazy. Here's a little inside baseball kind of stuff.
That's my favorite kind of baseball.
Inside radio kind of stuff. So, as you know, we have this nice property here on Victory Avenue, Radio Park.
Historic Radio Park.
Yep. WRJN has been here since, what, 1950-something?
In the building, yeah.
Yeah, in this building, right. So, for the last several years, it's been kind of quiet.
A cold, lonely existence, Kurt.
It's been kind of quiet around here.
Yeah.
And
as long as I've been around here, it's been skeleton staff, I guess, yeah, to put it the right way, maybe.
But then about a year and a half ago, the station was sold to Civic Media. I don't remember.
Yeah, it's about right.
Something like that.
Yeah.
And now as of today, a bunch of the Civic Media staff are now occupying this building.
The Zoom call has come to life.
Right.
They're all here.
All the people that you've been used to seeing via your computer screen for months and months now, they're all in the building.
Well, and on the user end, the listener out there, if you listen during that brief transition of RJN, or if you're an active listener of 540 WAUK, all of those air personalities are here.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Yeah. So I drove in this morning and the parking lot was full, and I'm not used to seeing that.
I didn't. I thought we should have put up a reserved parking for Kurt sign, but they took your spot, Kurt.
Well, I had back in the day when I was here doing the morning show for all those years, I had I was usually the second one in the building. So I had my specific parking spot that I always got. Because, I was one of the first people here, and yeah, that spot was taken today.
Now so. You're going to have to go earn that employee of the month to get that spot back.
I guess so. Well, it's nice to see. I was reminiscing about how when I first walked into this building in 1993, shortly thereafter, we had a meeting of the programming staff. This was all the part-time and full-time people on the air, and I think we had 25 or 30 people in the room. At
wow.
that time. And I mean, we're not there now, obviously. The thing, the whole industry has changed, but it's nice to see some people back in the building again.
Yeah, there are two when I started in 2019, Clemens and Lou Turner. And
that's about it.
I think there's like 15, 20 folks here today. Yeah,
that's nice. All right. Well, I'm going to have to go introduce myself to some of them, I think.
All right. Don't embarrass everybody.
Well, too late for that. I'm on the air after all. All right, that's Stuart J. Waddles, who keeps us up to date with local news throughout the day on WRJN.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance. price, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Just who is Peter Barca? Barca is a career politician we simply can't trust. We can't trust him to protect law enforcement because Barca raised money for an anti-police group that called our officers occupying soldiers. Can't trust Barca on the border either. He voted to support sanctuary cities putting violent criminals before our families. And while fentanyl floods our streets, Barca chose radical politics over our safety. Our veterans can't trust Peter Barca. He voted to cut the benefits they earned and deserve, endangering our families and communities, dishonoring our veterans. We just can't trust a career politician like Peter Barca.
I'm Brian Style. I'm working to support families, stand with law enforcement, and honor our veterans. Families are struggling to afford the things that they need. That's why I'm working to lower costs and stop wasteful spending. I'm Brian Style, and I approve this message because together we will get our country back on track.
Paid for by Style for Wisconsin.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. 877-64-BIBLE.
Local news and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Remember when
Local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Happy Monday. I don't know if you like Mondays or not, but how can you not like the day we've had today? Highs in the mid to upper 70s. Tonight, partly cloudy and a low of 53. Tomorrow, partly sunny and 70. Maybe a chance of a shower late in the day tomorrow. But gorgeous, gorgeous weather today. All the world knows so easy to see. People everywhere just want to be free. Listen, please listen. That's the way it should be. Peace in the valley. People got to be free. You should see. Love. other radio station covers Racine's local news like we do. We've been doing it for 97 years now, covering the county, city, and neighborhoods you live and work in. So let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris returns to Wisconsin today. She'll make an appearance with former Congresswoman Liz Cheney in Waukesha County. That's where Republican running mate J.D. Vance campaigned last night. In-person early voting starts in Wisconsin tomorrow.
We want people to vote in every single way that they can. We want every vote to count. We want get out there and vote. Vote by mail, vote absentee, vote early, vote on Election Day.
Democratic running mate Tim Walz and former President Barack Obama will be in Wisconsin tomorrow. Senator Tammy Baldwin and challenger Eric Hovde accused each other of dishonesty several times in their debate Friday night. Baldwin said more than a dozen independent fact-checkers found Hovde's made false campaign claims. Hovde accused all of Baldwin's campaign ads to be false, but offered no evidence. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Racine's Reef Point Marina is set for a revitalization. Final approval has been given for a plan that includes installing new, wider floating docks. It'll also add new high-speed fueling capabilities. Demo work will start next month. The project will also be addressing the increased demand for larger boat slips. They'll be adjusting the marina's layout to accommodate more vessels 50 feet and longer. Racine plays a part in national politics tomorrow night. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz will make a campaign stop in Racine just as early in-person absentee voting starts for the upcoming election. The event tomorrow is scheduled for around 7, although the specific location is yet to be announced. Vice President Kamala Harris has an event in Waukesha County tonight. Racine's Red Apple School may soon have a new name. At a meeting tonight, there's discussion of renaming the school in honor of hometown hero Laurel Clark. The late astronaut and Navy captain graduated from Horlick in 1979. She died in the Columbia space shuttle disaster. The board will consider the proposal at the meeting. The school is currently expanding and will be a K-8 school next year. And a house fire in Racine yesterday resulted in substantial damage, but no injuries were reported. Firefighters were called in the afternoon to a home on Crabtree Lane, where the fire appears to have started in an exterior kitchen wall. The official cause is currently under investigation. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy and a low in the mid-50s tonight. A mixture of sunshine and clouds, chance of showers in the afternoon and evening tomorrow. Not as warm, high low 70s. Cooler for the rest of the week, highs only in the upper 50s Wednesday and low 60s Thursday. Right now it's 80. Happiness, whoa.
there you have it. I said it's to eat the simple way. If you fail to do this, don't blame her if she looks my way. Cause I'm gonna treat her like a lady. So actually, I'm gonna treat her like a lady. She's giving me Lord, look and see. You know what I mean.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Well, a repentant robber in the UK sent his elderly victim a bouquet of flowers to apologize for frightening her. The 91-year-old woman received the flowers and a note after confronting the burglar in her home early in the morning. The card explained that the burglar thought the property was empty and apologized for breaking in.
You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you. You'd be like heaven to touch. I wanna hold you so much. At long last, love has arrived, and I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you. Pardon the way that I stare. There's nothing else to compare. The sight of you leaves me weak. There are no words left to speak. But if you feel like I feel, please let me know that it's real. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you.
Listening to Buck Owens. Do, do, do.
News and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Be sure to tell a friend and tell that same friend they can save 30% or more if they go to WRJN.com and click on the big deals tab. That's right, you can save 30% or more on all kinds of local food, merchandise, and services at WRJN.com.
Through the mirror of my mind, time after time, I see reflections of you and me. Reflections of
real. I know it's gonna last the last.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. You know, we want to not just entertain, we want to inform as well. And with that in mind, it's time for Four Things You Did Not Know Yesterday. Thing number one, the crocodile does not chew its food, but swallows it whole. Even with all those teeth? Number two, the most densely populated state in the U.S. is New Jersey. Number three, a survey found that nearly 90% of women wear shoes that are too narrow. And finally, number four, the average weight of cremated remains of an adult is between 4 to 6 pounds. And that is four things you did not know yesterday.
Questions you might hear a lot this fall. Will my team make the playoffs? How much snow are we getting this winter? And whatever happened to Tammy Baldwin? After 25 years in D.C., Baldwin sides with the extreme left. Baldwin voted to give nearly $1 billion in COVID relief money to criminals in prison, even the Boston Marathon bomber. That's nuts. And she supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters to admit biological men who claim to be women. Baldwin even backed puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin. So here's one more question. Now that Baldwin's gone so far left, why should we keep her in the Senate? It's time to replace Tammy Baldwin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Comedian, journalist, and fellow Midwesterner Charlie Behrens is bringing a live episode of his Cripescast podcast to the Vivarium on October 29th. Presented by WRJN and Civic Media, he'll be joined by Dan Schaefer, Civic Media political editor and founder of the Recombobulation Area, to talk about why your vote is essential to keep her moving this November. Charlie provides the punchlines while Dan breaks down the key ballot issues. Proceeds from the event will benefit the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. Tickets on sale now at PabstTheaterGroup.com.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Hey there, this is Carrie Joy, and I'm going to use a quote to kick off today's Work Money Minute. Comparison is the thief of joy. That fancy quote comes from everybody's favorite 26th president, Theodore Roosevelt. It calls out one of the most common problems that you and me and everybody we know sometimes has about their money. It is envy. You know, whether it's something you see in real life or something you see as you're scrolling on Facebook or Instagram, envy is really hard to turn off. And you know how when you feel it, it just makes everything else around you seem yuckier? Well, here's what I do. A, I give myself a break. It's normal and human to feel envy. B, I say, Carrie Joy, don't believe the hype. You know real life is more complicated than what you're looking at. And C, I stop scrolling for a little bit. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Oh,
27 years, WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits, too. Coming up, CBS News at 5. And we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Think of your fellow man, lend him a helping hand. Put a little love in your heart. You see, it's getting late. Oh, please don't hesitate. Put a little love in your heart.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.